Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another ministry encounter here on God's Zedekin Radio. I'm so excited to be back on the air, you guys. It's amazing. So, what is God's Zedekin Radio? We are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry streaming live various days of the week where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed. God's Zedekin Radio is in the comeback stages. Who is your hostess with the mostest? I am Lady Nancy, giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God's Zedekin Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they are in. God's Zedekin Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You're welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 for the host queue. Our theme is scripture, Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The link for our show is www.blogtalkradio.com/in due season, all one word. We just thank God for another opportunity to be here on God's Zedekin Radio. Our guest will be with us momentarily. And God's Zedekin Radio welcomes Apostle Elisha Amankwa from Ghana, South Africa, but he's based in London. He is the senior pastor of All Nations Healing Arena. They have branches in Italy, Ghana, Holland, and Pakistan. He was called to ministry as a servant in 1998. His favorite scripture, which we've been actually touching on this since last week, is John 1:12. This man of God has spoken into my life at random by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I believe that he is authentic, and we are excited that he is here with us. So please feel free to call in with comments, questions, and prayer, and we always, and I do mean always, allow God to have his way. But in the meanwhile, while we're waiting, I'm so happy to be back here on God's Zedekin Radio. I've been off for a little while. I had some things taking place concerning my health earlier in the year, and I was just having a difficult time struggling with my words and talking, and so much has been going on. They diagnosed me with a condition called trigeminal neuralgia, which is a nerve condition that when it is compressed causes one of the most excruciating pains that you can imagine, and it was affecting the left side of my face, my speech, different things, and it was just horrible. So come to find out, it was introduced as the diagnosis due to a benign brain tumor, thank God, not cancerous, but even if it was, I still trust God. But lately, it has been as if it never happened. I had gone through some rounds of medication that really took my body through a crazy, crazy change, and I'm still recovering from that, but it hasn't been as bad as it was, and I'm not complaining, even though when it was bad, I still give God praise, because he's an amazing God, and I know that he's a healer, I know he's my healer, and I thank God for all that he's done in my body, all that he is continually doing, and even the opportunities to be here, and pressing through my pain and the sufferings that I did go through. But thank God, it has been a little over a month and some change where I have not experienced that kind of pain that I was in, and I was able to talk, and I was just like, okay, God, you want me to preach this word, you're going to have to heal me so I could talk, because for me not being able to talk, oh, no, I'm a talker. I like talking. I love media. You know, I was going through a few things, and mentally, emotionally, but I had to bind that spirit and was like, no, I need to be back on the air. People were asking me different things that was going on, and I was like, okay, let me just be obedient and do what I got to do, and here I am. So I'm so excited. To those who have faithfully even been listening, I went back on. I hadn't really even looked online to look at the stats or anything, and you guys, are you still shocking me that you're still listening? People are still just thinking the world of God's Zedekin Radio, which has been such a blessing to me, even after the passing of our co-host. For those who had been on for that year, he was with us. The late Pastor Daryl Coley passed away this year earlier in the year. He had been off the air with us due to his illness, and God is still faithful with the opportunity that he has given unto us, and it has been so amazing. I cannot tell you. There's no words to describe how this opportunity to be in media on the air has been, and I'm just so excited for everything God is getting ready to do, what he has done and how he's brought me out, and all those who have been possibly going through something and the things that he's doing, just yet holding on to their faith and their hope in Jesus Christ. So we want you to just be steadfast and unmovable. We want you to trust the Lord with all your heart. There is a God, and there his son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, and he is so ever so real, and I appreciate everything that he has done. There is no words to describe the gratefulness that I have in my heart to know a man, whether I can see him or not, but he resides in me, and I thank God for all that he is and everyone that has come forth as guests on God's American Radio. It is just amazing. So I appreciate everyone who has taken the time to have never forgotten about who I am and in the ministry that I serve, which is just under the leadership of God concerning this ministry. Even though I am affiliated with Holy Light, which is my home ministry, and the things that I even do there, it is just amazing, you know, to be in ministry, to minimize yourself, to maximize an amazing God. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I cannot complain, will not complain. I have no reason to. So we thank God. Our guest will be with us momentarily, and I'm going to just chat with y'all for a little while. I know we usually play music in between to pass the time, but you know what? I feel like talking. It feels so good to be able to talk and really, really share. Actually, I believe this is him and Q, so we're going to go right on ahead and let him join us. We appreciate you. Man of God, is this Apostle Elisha Amankwa?
Bless you. Bless you. This is Apostle Elisha Amankwa.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Taking the opportunity to be here with myself. I'm Lady Nancy, your host on this evening of God's American Radio, and I did my introduction of who you are, but you can do it better than me. So the floor is open for you to say your hellos, your God bless yous, and just share a little bit about yourself and just give us what the Lord has given you for today.
Oh, we thank God. This is Apostle Elisha Amankwa, based in the UK. I'm a Ghanaian, and that's the senior pastor of All Nations Healing Arena, and we have our branch in Holland, in Belgium, UK, Italy, and Pakistan. And by God's grace, we're just moving far and expecting more from the Lord. So that is what you can know from. What you can know about Apostle Elisha for now?
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you being here. It is a privilege, you know, to be on the line from the UK, and, you know, just the correspondence that we've had off and on, you know, for the past year and some change. And I appreciate all that you have said through the word and, you know, through the leading of God. And we just want to know your call in this walk with the Lord. Share with us your experiences and some of the things that have really stood out to you while you have been, you know, on the assignment to win souls and to watch those be healed, set free, and delivered through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
Actually, it has been a long journey. It has been a long journey, and the Lord is always faithful to his people. I always quote that God don't call the qualified, but he rather qualify the call. And this is the reason why I am who I am today, is because he has called me to do his work, and not in a common way, but in an uncommon way. Because the time has come for the saints of God to do uncommon things, for them to see uncommon things from God. There have been certain things that we have been doing since we got to know God. We have been fasting the way everybody is doing. We have been praying the way everybody is doing. Now, when you go to many churches, everybody is praying, everybody is fasting, everybody is doing something. But a key important thing is, are you doing something unique from others? Do you want to see the normal miracles or the normal testimonies that people are seeing? No. If no, then that means you have to do uncommon things to receive an uncommon miracle. And since my walk with God, I have personally experienced His power in my life, me moving ahead always. The reason is that someone who has been sick before, in a point of death, and God healed that person, when that person is talking to you, you can see that the person is not just saying what he has heard, but he's saying it from experience. And because the person has experienced it, it comes with power. And I have been in that point. So when I'm talking to somebody about God being a healer, or God being a deliverer, or God being a provider, I know what I'm talking about. Because I have been in that position, and I know what God has done for me. And through this journey, it has been up and down. But now, glory to God, because He is always with His people, and He's always strengthening His people. He always keeps blessing us. No matter how the journey is, God has been with us, and He has always been faithful. He has always been providing. He has always been protecting us. He has always been blessing us. So what I would say, our walk with God is the most important thing in my life. I have no any other profession than what I'm called to do. And I really love what I'm doing because I have seen many lives being transformed. I have seen many people being pastors now, being teachers, being apostles, evangelists, prophets now. Because of allowing myself for God to do what He wants to do through me. And I believe as you are hosting this program now, there are many people outside there that through this program, their lives are going to transform. And that is an area that God has put in you now. And I believe whoever is listening to us, either in the morning or in the afternoon, wherever you are, whatever time, God is ready to lift you into a certain level that you will no more depend on yourself and you no more count on your will but the will of God. This is the time. So my journey has been smooth. His grace has been sufficient. And I still love doing the work of God because whenever I see people's life changing, I love it. I love seeing people being healed, being delivered, being saved. I love people being lived like Christ's life. Because at the end of it, that's what motivates me to do more. I want results. And whenever I see results, it encourages me that really God is doing something. Really God is alive. Really something is happening in people's life. And that's what keeps me going.
Amen.
So, it has been a successful journey. It has been a successful journey. It has been a successful journey.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I am speechless to a certain point. I just was actually sharing the same exact thing that you just said before you called in about how I love this work in the Lord and how He has brought me to a place just recently, even in prayer and my devotion and my time with Him, where I thought I really gave it to Him, where I really thought I surrendered all. And every time I thought I did, He would show me something that I thought I gave to Him, but I didn't. But I truly am seeking Him in such a way that you just explained, where I am not even asking anymore or wondering, just wanting him to be exactly who he says he is to me. And want God in such a way that, and to experience him in such a way. Thank you. To just know that he's God and that people will see the God in me so that their lives will be changed, that they understand that this is not a plaything, that this is something so serious, but yet he is so sweet, he is so sovereign, he's so amazing, and he's so everything that you need. And I stop asking questions. And I just want God to be God.
He's
God.
Really, he's God. He's God. He's God. You know, I was reading something from the book of Genesis, the chapter 1, the verse 20. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Oh, okay. I was reading something from the book of Genesis, the chapter 1, the verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Amen.
This is just a powerful scripture that I don't know how we understand this. It's a key, open many doors. He said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. One of the key important things we have to be asking ourselves, what have we been saying? What has been our spoken word?
Right.
God did not open his mouth to say anything negative. He said, let there be light. Let there be light. That is an order. That is a command. Let there be light. What has been our spoken word? Have we been talking or have we been commanding? There is difference between you talking and you commanding. God did not just talk. But he declared a word. He spoke a word. Let there be. Let there be. Let there be. I don't know how many Christians that we are able to command certain things in our life today. God did not ask, can it be light? God did not ask, light, can you come on? No. But he spoke like someone who has authority.
Jesus.
And that is why we are kings and queens, royal priesthood. The reason is because we have to speak, act, and live like kings and queens. I don't think queens beg for alms. They beg for anything. They give orders. When the king gives orders, the civilians take the orders. And that was the act of God. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, Christians, are we speaking like people with authority, or are we speaking like beggars? Many Christians' prayer life has become beggars. It's like you are begging. You don't beg. You speak like somebody with authority. You declare a thing, and so shall it be. But if you keep begging, you become a beggar, and you can never please the Father. Because the Bible says, in his image and likeness, he created us. So we have the spirit of creation also in us. We have the spirit of order also in us. We have the power to make things work.
Jesus.
When you read the book, when you read John chapter 1, the verse 10 to 12, he said he came to his own receive him not. But to them as many that receive him, them he gave power.
Yes.
To become the sons of God. Them he gave power. So the word power there is the right, not through blood or through the flesh. But by believing, we have automatically become the children of God. And when you become a child of God, you have become a partaker of Christ's glory. So the power of Christ is in you. So if Christ can command the fig tree to die, so you can do so.
Yes.
If Christ command the lame to walk, you can do so. If Christ live a holy life, you can do so. The reason is that you have become a partaker, you have become a child of God, and His grace is sufficient.
Thank you, Jesus.
So if we can now declare certain things in our life, things will change. And our life will never be the same.
Yes.
God is no more on duty. He is resting. We are the people on duty to work. We are the people to make things happen. Things that we need and everything that we have been called for is already predestinated. God is no more creating. He's no more creating. He has finished all his creation. It's for us to call those things that God has created into manifestation. In the realms of the spirit, my blessing is there. In the realms of the spirit, my healing is there. In the realm of the spirit, my success is there. In the realms of the spirit, my marriage is there. In the realms of the spirit, my company is there. In the realms of the spirit, whatsoever I'm destined to be, it is there. And all I have to do is to manifest it.
Thank you.
It's time for the people of God. It's time for the children of God to speak, to act, to live like kings and queens and stop the begging life. Because David never begged. He said, from my childhood, I have never seen the righteous, neither his descendants, going about and begging. How can a son or a daughter of a rich man be a beggar? You don't beg. You speak the language of success.
Yes.
You speak the language of business. Why? Because your father or your mom is a billionaire. You don't talk about poverty. You don't talk about how you can get money to feed yourself. You don't talk about how you can get money to buy this or to do this. You go for it because you have what it takes. And that is how Christ has made us. Let's declare a word. No matter whatever situation you're going through, no matter the medical reports you have received, no matter the rejection, the disappointment, whatever situation you find yourself in, if you can declare a word, it shall surely come to pass.
Yes, God.
Just sit down and analyze your words. That what are some of the words that have altered in my life, that have had impact in my life? Even many people do pray, and after the prayer, they do ask themselves, will it happen? Will God do it? Will it surely come to pass? Will I have that company that work? Will I have that money? Can I really make it? Who are you referring the question to? Are you asking yourself? Are you asking God or are you asking the devil? You are not referring to me.
you didn't call anybody's name. So at the end of the day, anybody can answer you. So the enemy will show up and answer you, no, you cannot make it. You doubt what you pray about. And most of times, one thing that we forgot is that your actions before prayer and within prayer and after prayer is a sign that either your prayer can be answered or not answered.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at your mood. And after the prayer, look at your mood. Because when you pray, you have to be happy. The reason you have to be happy, you have to be excited, is because you know that what you said has already taken place.
Yes.
And when you believe that your prayer has been answered, you become so excited. But you don't finish the prayer and still become sad. That means what you did didn't go anywhere. It didn't work. You doubt it. You don't believe it. Christians will start speaking as kings and queens. Nothing will delay us from fulfilling our purpose in our lives. And this is the time, this is the hour. Any soul under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, it's time to declare a word in your life. It's time to speak with authority. It's time to live and act like kings and queens. It's time to possess your possession. Don't sit down and think somebody will do for you. Don't sit down and think your pastor, your apostle, your teacher, your prophet, your evangelist will do it for you. Nobody's going to do it for you. If you don't stand up and begin to speak into the realms of the spirit and allow things to happen, you will continue to be who you are. You don't become a Christian and expect things to fall and you expect things to happen automatically. No. You become a Christian and there is a work for you to do.
Yes, God.
You speak like a Christian. You act like a Christian. You pray like a Christian. It will not come automatically.
Yes.
You have to declare a word. You have to speak something. Command the dead bones to receive life.
Yes,
command
God.
The dead business to rise up again. Command the sick to be healed. Command the oppressed to be set free. The devil is not gentle, and therefore Christians are not to be gentle. And that is why the Bible says, and the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence shall take it by force. It is by force. It is by force, by fire. You don't joke with the enemy. You don't play games with the enemy. You don't become gentle with the enemy. Let the enemy know that you are in control. Let the enemy know that you have what it takes to become what God wants you to be. Let the enemy know that you are in control of your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't beg the devil. You don't beg the devil. You take control of the devil. You don't speak to Satan as a gentle person, because Satan has never been gentle.
Yes, so true.
So you act like someone with authority. And if our words would change from today, I tell you, child of God, our life will never be the same. Let them say whatever they want to say. Let them do whatever they want to do. Let them give you the report, whatever report they want to give to you. Just take the report, show it to the heavens, and say, no, I receive not this report. This is not mine. I reject it, I denounce it, and I refuse it. It's never my portion, and it will never be my portion. That
yes.
is the king and the queen speaking. That is God speaking over there. You know, when people go to hospital, and they got a report that you have migraine, or you have some pains in your stomach and those kind of pains, that, you know, what comes into their mind is that, okay, this one is not something hard that God cannot do it. I believe God can heal me of migraines and stomach pain or whatsoever. I believe that God can do that for me. I believe it. God can do that for me. But when they go to the hospital and they receive a report that you have cancer of the lungs, it becomes a problem. It becomes a burden. Wow, cancer, I'm going to die. All that comes in mind is death. How long do I have to live? How many years do I have left? But when they have migraines, they know God can do it. Beloved, I'm challenging you today. No matter the kind of report you have received medically, God is still the same yesterday, today, now, and forever.
Yes, He is.
Believe His word. Declare His word. He said, by His stripes we are healed. Speak that word. Let the enemy know that you can never be sick. Let the enemy know that he has no power over your body. Sickness have no power over your body. And therefore I'm healed, I'm delivered.
Yes.
And so shall it be if you doubt
yes.
it. Let them refuse you. Let them refuse you that you have applied for. Just say to yourself, I reject it. I denounce it. It is not me. Are you talking to me? You refuse me? No, that's not me. You can never refuse me. Because God has spoken, and so it has sealed. Those are the people that speak with authority. Those are the people that shows that they are the children of God. Jesus did not came begging. He came manifesting and taking control of his situation.
Yes.
And that is what Christians we have to do. Take control. Take control. Take control. Take control.
Yes.
In the physical and the spiritual realm, take control.
Yes.
Because the spiritual realm will manifest your real identity in the physical realm. And that will give you the access to whatever you have to do. It is time to speak out. It's time to stand. It's time to declare a word and let God do His work. Things are happening. And Christians have been silent around the globe. People are praying. People are fasting. But what are we doing? It's time for us to stand and declare a word. Let the heavens hear our voice. Let the realms of the spirit change. Let there be commotion in the camps of the enemy. Let nations hear about us. And there they will know that there is God. Being a Christian is not only about going to church, taking your Bible, reading your Bible, go work, from work to home, from home to church. No. You have been called with a mission to accomplish, a mission to transform life, a mission to impact your generation, a mission to let people know that there is God. And that is what we are called for.
Yes.
Anybody under the sound of my voice this morning, this night, this afternoon, there is God. And that God is inside you. And if you can speak and act like that God, your life will never be the same. Your Christian life will never be the same. Avail yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop crying, stop weeping. It's over. The pain is over. The pain is over. Speak to your body. Let the sickness, let the disease disappear. Let every situation that you are in disappear. This is not mine. Disappear. I don't want you. It's not mine. This is not my portion. We have to stop complaining and start declaring. Christians have been complaining for so long. We have been complaining every day, every time. Every day, every time. We have been promoting the enemy. The enemy has not been doing any advert. But we Christians have been the one advertising the devil. But it's time, it's that we have been doing for the enemy.
Jesus.
It's time to promote God. It's time to promote God. The advertising for the enemy is okay. It's over. Yes, the doctor said you cannot make it. So what? The doctor said you have fiber. So what? The doctor said you have cancer. So what? The only thing that you have to, you need is believing that you have nothing. And because I believe I have nothing, I have to speak it out.
Yes. God.
Yes, medically you said I have cancer. That's good. No problem. But I don't have it because God is my healer.
Yes, Jesus.
Speak to the cancer. Speak to that sickness, that disease. Speak to it. You have no power in my body. Come out. And it will come out if you doubt not. Just believe it, and it will happen.
Thank
that
you.
Is what God has made of us. And I challenge you, everyone today, that starts declaring a word in your life, in your situation, in every situation that you are going through, and a change is coming. I see the hand of God coming upon you right now, wherever you are. Miracles are about to take place. Never allow the enemy to intimidate you. Rise up as a child of God and take possession, take control. Let the enemy know that you are in charge. Let the enemy know that you are who God says you are, and not what people think you are, and not what people see you to be. Your destiny is not in the life of anyone, but your destiny is in the life of God. People may predict your future, but let me tell you, they don't have the key to your future. It's only God.
Thank you, Father.
The time has come. I challenge you, people of God. The time has come for people to know that we have God. The time has come for people to know that we are sons and daughters of God, the King of the Kings. We are not sons or daughters of the one that is dead. No. Our God is not dead. We are the sons and daughters of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Prince of Peace, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Not the one who is running like a lion, but the lion himself.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
The creator, the sustainer of the heavens and the earth. Our maker, our redeemer, our savior, our provider. He is the one I'm talking about. He is the one I'm talking about. I'm not talking about my family. I'm not talking about my dad. I'm not talking about my mom. I'm not talking about your cousin. I'm not talking about your friend, but I'm talking about the Most High God.
Yes, God.
The one who created you and I.
Yes, Lord.
The one who has the power to give life and to take life. The one who lives in you. He is the one I'm talking about. The one who lives in you. Cantabro Sayanda.
Yes, God.
That is the time. It's time to believe in our words. It's time to speak out and let things happen. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Speak light in every situation that you are in. If your marriage is dying, call life back in the marriage. If your business is dying, call life back in that business. Whatever situation that you see death, declare life, and so shall it be. If you see yourself in darkness, command the light to shine, and so shall it be.
Yes, God.
Just declare word. Just declare word and just believe it, and it will happen. It will happen. For more than 20 years, I've never been sick. The reason is I have trusted God by His word. I have trusted Him by His word. When even I feel pain, when even I'm going, I said, no, come on, this is not me. Speak a word. Allow God. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for this opportunity. It has just been amazing. Appreciate you so much for just joining us on this evening and speaking what thus saith the Lord. And I receive all that you have said, even to me. I receive that. I appreciate that word. That word was amazing.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And I don't know if there is anyone there listening to us. If you are sick of any part of your body, I want to pray with you right now. Are people allowed to call in if somebody can call in?
Yeah, they are. If you're listening and you desire to speak to us, our calling number is 646-716-6608. Press 1 to speak with us on this afternoon. At present, there is no one in queue. But if you're out there, again, 646-716-6608 and press 1. The man of God would love to pray for you today.
That is 646-716-6608, right?
Yes, and press 1.
Okay. Before we have any call, I want us to pray for people outside there.
Okay.
I want us to pray for people outside there to speak a word upon their life. Ma kan di kanto rabu shaya. Li mahan di kanto bi anda kantabra kanta. Lebro shan kanto robo kanti andebe. I decree and I declare the blessings of Jehovah God upon your life. Li mahando kanto bro konto biande kante. Lebre shikin tayabro kanta. I mahandi kabro shande kantabri andabe. Andebre kantaraba kantabra kanta. Lebro kantu abri anda kantibri andabre shandebe. Li mahandi kanto ba ande kantebre andebe. The enemy has no power over your life. Li makanto bro shi kantebre ande kanta. Li makantabri ande kantura bu kante. Li bro shi kantabri anda kantabra kantaba. Li mahandi kanto ambe ande kante. Li bro kantura bu shande kantabra ba. You shall not die, you will live to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Li mahandi kanto, libre keyabro shande kanti ande. Abriham di kantorobo sande bre. In the name of Jesus, makabro sande kantaya. Limhanda brakantarabra shakataya. The enemy have no power over your life. Every sickness, every chain is broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. Limhandi kanto abriham de kante. Limo kantorobo sande kantaya bro kanta. Lima kantabra kanta. Abrakanta, miracle is coming on your way right now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Limahandi kantobro sankantaya. Something is happening in your body right now. Healing is taking place by the power of the Holy Ghost. Right now in your body, healing is taking place. Every pain is disappearing right now. Limakanto abrakantiande. Limahandi kantobro kanto. In the name of Jesus, miracles are taking place. Lema canto bro sandi cantaya, abra cantara brosa, lima canto bro sandi canta, lema handi canto capro, libra canto bro sandi cante cante, lima handi briandi canto andi anda, andi canto basaya. Please,
thank you, Father.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, God. Jesus is Lord. Miracles are taking place right now. The sick is here right now. The oppressed is set free right now. Jesus, Thank you, Lord. Glory. Mahande Rebosha. Mahande Briacantobrosaya. Le Cantorobrosande Cantaya. Glory to God. Glory, Mahandabra. Manabrosayandabra. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel something is happening outside there. Lima kataya braha. Thank you, Lord. Mandabru shayabra. Kantarabraba. Kantarabraba. Shandi kantaya. Beloved, you can call in if wherever you are, you can just come in and let's have a word with you. Let's pray with you. Mande kantabru shayandi kantaya. Woman of God, God bless you. I believe through this program, a lot of people are going to be delivered, be healed, and be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is going to use this platform to transform many lives. You are a key vessel in this generation. And many things are about to happen.
Thank you, God.
This is just the beginning of what God is about to do. And through this platform, there will be a great manifestation of God's power in people's life.
Thank you, God.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I just appreciate
the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
May His glory and His power, His favor, and His blessing envelop you. May His grace continue to be sufficient for you. May you see goodness and mercy in your life. May your outgoing and incoming be blessed. You are blessed and highly favored.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. Well, no one has called in yet, but we thank God that this is able to be listened to even after it's over. So we pray even now that anybody who listens to the playback will get the release and the manifestation, the deliverance that they need. We thank God for this opportunity. We call this show God Said I Can Radio because we know that God can, that we can through Him. We can do all things through Christ with strength. And I just thank you on today, Father, for allowing your spirit, Father, to permeate, to have your way even now on the airways, through the media, through the internet, oh God, that lives can be touched all over this world, God, through this avenue, Father. Thank you, Father, for this show is like no other, God. And
Jesus,
we give you praise, we give you glory on today.
Jesus.
Bless your name on today, Father, for being in control of my life, God, being in control of my thoughts, being in control of all that I do, God, that I love what I do for you, God, and I would have it no other way, God. We thank you and we bless you for this man of God, even now, Father, for even taking the time and the opportunity, God, to even see fit to take the time to be blessed and come and share and let him be used of you, God. For we long for you, Father. We long for the word that changes. We long for the word that manifests. We long for the word, God, that speaks truth. And we love you on today for that. We ask you, God, to bless
Jesus.
This, God, even now in the name of Jesus, that every endeavor, every encounter,
Lord,
have, oh God, that you give him double for his trouble, God. Lord, even though there's nothing that he can really relate to that may say, oh God, I don't have you in my life, but God, let people see the very essence of you in him, oh God. Let God, people see everything about you in him, Father, and bless him even now, God, for everything that he even so desires of you, Father. God, manifest yourself in it, oh God, without him having to lift a finger or even open up his mouth.
Jesus.
Let people bless him even now in the name of Jesus. In his travels, oh God, open up favor, God, like you've never opened up before, God. Send miracles his way, oh God. Do what you've never done in his life before, oh God. Give him a double anointing even now in the name of Jesus for all that he has done for you without even wondering why, but have been so willing to be used of you, God, to be everything that you have called him to be, to trust you the way that he does, oh God. Let everyone that encounters him, oh God, encounter something that they've never encountered before. And we thank you for this man, oh God, a true vessel who he is in you, oh God, to just make more encounters. Open up the arena for him, oh God. Allow you, God, to do more than what you've been doing even now. We thank you, Father, for all that you are doing in him even now, God. We love you on today. We love you for your word. We love you for the truth. We thank you, God. We thank you. We get a open up realms for him, oh God.
Jesus.
Let the heavens speak for him, oh God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Cause evidence, oh God. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Father. Illuminate around him, oh God. Cause the aura to be around him, oh Father. Hallelujah, favor, oh God. Thank you, hallelujah,
Jesus.
Give you praise, oh God, for this encounter on today, God. We bless you, oh God. We love you, Father, for being our strong tower, oh God. We thank you, Father, for hiding us. We thank you, God, like never before, oh God. Increase, oh God. Blessings, oh God. Flow in his life, oh God. Manifest, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for this encounter on today in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We bless you on today. Have thine own way, Father. We open up this door, God. For anyone who's listening, oh God, who needs prayer, thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord, for this opportunity to even show people who you are through us, God. We thank you, Father, for every opportunity, God, that we get to minister your word, oh God. We thank you on today. We bless you. Hallelujah. Glorify you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
We open up the lines before we get out of here for prayer. If anyone is seeking prayer, hallelujah. The area code is 646-716-6608. Press 1 to be put in queue. We still have a little bit of time for you to receive prayer on today. We just thank God for the opportunity in the arena for this man of God who is here with us, coming from the UK, London. What a privilege and an honor to be on the airwaves. Syndicated worldwide web. We thank you and we praise you for this opportunity. We yet still sit in queue for just a few moments. Any final encouraging words for the people of God out there who may listen and come back to listen?
I want to say this word to encourage the children of God, wherever they are. We are in a time that if we keep silence, we will die without fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. The time to act is now. God is expecting us to do what He has given us the right or the ability to do. We have to do what we have to do and allow God to do His part. We always have a role to play. And this is the time, because sometimes I do tell people, you cannot sit home, be in your closet and praying for money to fall from your seal. You have to believe God for that. You have to work for it. And that is how it is. Don't expect things to happen automatically. Work for it. Believe God for it. Expect God to do it. Speak it out. Stop saying it shall be well, it shall be well, and start believing that it's well.
Amen.
As you believe it is well, so shall it be. It shall be well, that means it shall be well in the future, or whatever. Maybe not today, maybe 10 years time, 20 years time. No, you need it now. It is well with my soul. It is well with my body. It is well with my work. It is well with my marriage. It is well with my finance. It is well with whatever I'm doing. It is well.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's be strong in the Lord. And let's walk as Christians. Let our life resemble the resurrected Christ. Act like Him, speak like Him. And if we can do that, there is nothing that we will call impossible in our journey of life.
Amen.
So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, let's be strong and let's be united. Let's keep trusting God and let's believe in our words. And let's speak out to make difference. And the Lord will always fulfill His word.
Amen.
I bless you. And I release you to prosper and to be a blessing to your generation. You are healed, you are delivered, you are saved. And you are favored in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise God.
I really appreciate it. God bless you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. And this is just the beginning. The Lord has started a great and a new thing.
Amen.
Thank you. And God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, there are no words to describe our encounter on today, for we are about allowing God to have His way here on God's Sedekin Radio. I thank God for the opportunity, as I said in the beginning, for being back with you and being back on the air, and have decreed and declared a thing over my life concerning my healing and all that God has done in me, through me. And I believe God for a manifestation like no other here on God's Sedekin Radio. We appreciate you, listening audience, for listening while I was away, listening while I'm back, and all the things that we plan on doing for the future, because we will not, and I actually just said that to the Lord, that I will not go out of here undone, unfinished, and not accomplished in the things of God. We appreciate you. Again, we stream live various days. Please tune in to blogtalkradio.com/in-due-season and let you see when the shows are coming, being that I've just recently got back on and our holy convocation is about to resume We'll be on just one day next week, and then we'll be on after that, various days during the week. We thank God for the man of God who had the opportunity to share the word of God and to be here with us on today. It is a privilege and an honor to serve the Most High God. Before we leave, we always want to give opportunity to remind you, as the man of God said in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. For those who still don't know how to receive Christ, it is with the confession and the belief that you know that the Lord, and you believe in all your heart that God raised him from the dead, that shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. We thank God for the opportunity. Know that there is a God, there is a Savior, for his son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the remission of our sins, who was born of a virgin, who died, who bled, who was crucified, who rose again and ascended to be with the Father. And we thank God for the awesome things that God is getting ready to do. For there is no place in God, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We thank everyone for the opportunity. We appreciate you. Please feel free. He's on Facebook, Apostle Elisha. It's E-L-I-S-H. His last name is A-M, like Mary, A-N-K-W-A-A-H. I believe he has another page, so it's two, the letters, two. He has a page two on Facebook. Myself, Lady Nancy. It's Nancy space Nancy Hostess with the Mostest, all one word. Feel free to connect, share your experiences, and we pray that all the man of God has put forth and has said and decreed and declared, and I touch and agree with him even now, that shall come to pass in your lives. And we thank you for another opportunity here on God Said I Can Radio. And what better song by the late Reverend James Moore, "I Can Do All Things Through Christ Which Strengthens Us." Be blessed.
I decided that I would want to do a tribute to the late Mattie Moss Clark. Lady in my life, she is part of my raising in the Church of God in Christ, and I can't forget her. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but I know she's somewhere smiling, and I just want to say this: I can do all of things through Christ. Me. I can do all things through Christ. can reach my goal. God said in His Word, all things are possible. I can do. Like singing it like I wanna. Oh, Lord, Lord.